We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Ayin Dalad, which is entitled Dini Betzias Hapas B'Shabbos. The laws which pertain to the challah on the Shabbos meal. The Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph that tells us that Beitzea al Shtei Kikaro Shlemos. It's necessary to have two challahs, and they should be complete. She'oche Shtehen B'yado, that a person should hold their challahs in their hands at the time in which the bracha is recited. And some actually say that as opposed to any other bracha rishona, which most of them have 9 words, bracha Hashem kenem alchom is 6, and then what, then shakol, for example, brim mazono, brim adamo, 8, hagafen. Hamotzi is the exception that has 10 words, motzi lechem min aretz. And some say that it's therefore necessary not only to hold the challah, but to hold them with all 10 fingers, that your entire hand, both hands are touching the breads. And he says, "Uboitzeya hatachtona," that a person is supposed to cut the bottom challah. The Ramah says, "Vadafka b'leil Shabbos," on Friday night, and this is what we hold, it's necessary, for those who are meticulous and following halacha properly, that they will cut the bottom challah on Friday night. When it comes to the other times, such as on Yom Tov or Shabbos Day, we cut from the top. But Tam Hu al Derech Kabbalah doesn't really explain the reason. The Ramah just says through Kabbalah, it's understood that this is the halacha. And some explain it's based on the reason why we have two challahs to begin with. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the purpose of the Shtei Kikaros is Zecher Laman. Dechsiv Loktu Lechem Mishnah. The Pasuk says that they would gather a double portion on Friday, and therefore that's why it's called Lechem Mishnah, which is borrowed from the actual Psukim themselves that say that they would gather Lechem Mishnah, a double amount, and therefore Zecher Laman that fell in the Midbar, when it fell in the wilderness, this manna on Friday, a double portion, didn't fall on Shabbos, so therefore we have Lechem Mishnah. Of course, the whole Indian is only on Shabbos. You'll see some people that, you know, they probably just don't, either they don't know the halacha, they're not paying attention. You'll see them at a wedding, and they'll grab two challahs and make hamotzi. The whole Indian is, of course, only on Shabbos, and not at some simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'gam b'yom tov sarach lipsoy al shtei kikaros." For the same reason, on Yom Tov we have Lechem Mishnah because it did not fall on Yom Tov, and therefore a person would have two challahs. "V'gam hanoshim mechuyavos b'lechem Mishnah shahayu gam kein b'neis haman." Similar as we find to other mitzvos, even though you would maybe think that it's a positive action and it's bound by time, Shabbos only once a week. But nonetheless, women are obligated in certain mitzvos which are connected to, because if they were part of a miracle, which we find by various holidays that reason, so too with the mun, which of course they also ate, and the mun didn't fall for them on Shabbos either. So therefore, Lechem Mishnah also applies to women. V'nochem linhog shezeh shebeitzeya yechavin lifdar bebirchas hamotzi kol hamusubin. And instead of having a slice of bread yourself, the person who makes the hamotzi should have everyone else in mind so that they fulfill their obligation of Lechem Mishnah by listening to this bracha. And therefore, the person who makes the bracha should have them in mind. And those people who are listening to the bracha should also have this intention that the mitzvah is being fulfilled by listening. It's customary that the person, in the event that there's someone else present, that they say Bereshus Rabosai, with your permission. Even though the Gemara actually says that it's customary for the Baal HaBayis to make the bracha, but it's still a way of showing humility by saying Rishus Rabosai. And the reason why the Gemara says when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, to lead the benching, it's the opposite. The guest should be the one that leads the benching so they can say the special bracha to the Baal HaBayis. However, when it comes to the bracha of Hamotzi, the Gemara tells us that it's preferable for the Baal HaBayis to do it, because if you're a guest, you just don't know how much food they really have in the kitchen. And therefore, just for a practical sense, it's better the Baal Bayis is the one who cuts the challah, because he'll be able to do it with a greater level of knowledge and more comfort. But nonetheless, it's customary to say Bereshis Rabosai as a way of showing one's humility. Now, it does say over here that you only cut the bottom challah, or during the day you cut the top challah. The Mishnah Berurah then says that not everyone holds like this. For example, the Rishal, the Shla, as well as the Rashba and the Gra, Nahagu Lachtoch Shnehem, that they would actually cut both challahs. And you'll see some people have this custom that they'll cut both challahs at the exact same time, one on top of the other. However, Va'olam Nohagin Kashulchan Aruch, even though you may or may not have seen that, is because we generally hold like the Shulchan Aruch, certainly in this situation, and therefore, again, we will cut the bottom challah. The problem with that is a question that's posed by the Bach. The Bach asks, the Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos, if you have a top challah, so that's the challah which is right there, so you should take that challah. Why would you forsake the top challah, remove it, and use the bottom challah on Friday night? Isn't there a principle of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos? Then you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you do it. You don't push it off. And therefore, doesn't really address the question directly, but the Taz says to avoid the issue of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos, the Taz says, Nohag l'haniach ha-tachton karov elav yosim in ha-elyon. The nimsa should poigeya tchila b'tachtona. On Friday night, when you cut the bottom challah, and you are holding both challahs, the bottom challah should be closer to you, physically closer, and the other one should be just an inch or two away. And therefore, it doesn't violate the issue of in Mavirin Al HaMitzvos, because the bottom challah is closer to you. And he doesn't explain the reasoning why the bottom challah, but if you want to learn the concept of the mun, as it's been explained to me, if you would want to imagine that the mun would fall a double portion, so and it would fall one on top of the other, so the first one that fell, obviously, is the one on the bottom. And therefore, the first meal, which is Friday night, you use the bottom. And then the top one, which would be the second layer of food, which fell afterwards, you eat afterwards. So that's how some people explain the reason why the bottom and then the top. Just to conclude with one last line that was brought down in Mishnah Berurah, he says, quoting the Haggah, he says, Shalol yachtoch bakikar ad achar habracha, that you should not cut the challah until the bracha has been completed. You shouldn't, as maybe you'll see, which is not correct, people are saying, Hamotzi lech menorah, and they're cutting while they're saying the bracha. Then you're not supposed to cut. Kedei shihu kakikar shlemos, the breads must be complete or whole when you say the entire bracha. And after you say the bracha, then you cut. He does bring down, Mishnah Berurah does, in the name of the Magen Avraham, the medaktikin regilin lirshom besakin koidin bracha. There's some people that will make a mark on the challah, but as we'll see next time, that some people that do so, they have to be careful not to cut it deeply, because otherwise, again, it potentially could cause the issue that it's not shlemos, it's not considered a whole chal anymore. And therefore, some people have the custom to make a little bit of a mark, and the reason for it, as we'll see again next time, is in order to be able to not have much of a break, of a hesek, between the bruch and the cutting, so that you're not going to deliberate exactly what part of the challah to cut.